Welcome to the Charlie Intel podcast. We're on episode 7. I'm joined by my usual co-host, Keshav Bhatt, and of course myself, Mike Kent. We'll be having a bit of an action-packed show this week, so we've got a number of different areas. So the first thing we're actually going to do is we're going to quickly throw over to an interview with Noisy Butters, who's a pretty high-profile female content creator who's based all around the Call of Duty world. So we had a great chat with her, and that was recorded a few days ago. And then after that, we're going to talk about everything from Cold War news to Warzone to esports news. So over to the interview with Noisy Butters. Do you want to tell people a little bit about your journey in the Call of Duty world? How come you're such a big Call of Duty fan?
Oh, goodness. I remember I started playing when I got my Xbox 360 back in Christmas of 2009, I think is what it was, whenever Modern Warfare 2 came out, and fell in love with the game, loved sniping on it, and thought, I want to learn how to snipe even better. Let me go on YouTube and look up some people who play. Saw quite a few people, my favorite being Midnight. Love her. She's my idol. And the rest is history. I thought, that looks cool. I want to do that. I want to tell stories over my gameplay. I want to show off my gameplay. So here we are. And how many years later is that? 11 years later? Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time, isn't it? It's a long time.
Wow, so, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's when you think about how long you've been in the game, and it's a long time.
It is.
That is crazy, though. So you're obviously like one of the female pioneers of the space, and you know, you've kind of, as you say, grew up watching Midnight. You know, was she always the one you'd watch? Like, did you take a lot of tips from her?
A lot of tips. She loved playing free for all, so I played a lot of free for all. She loved playing search. I played search. She more so focused on stories over gameplay, which is what I decided to focus on as well. I just really connected with her content and her as a person. She felt like an older sister, I guess.
Yeah.
And she provided a lot of insight on high school and just growing up. And I don't know, it filled a niche role in my life, and I wanted to be that role for somebody else too, and here you are.
So what's it like being kind of like famous in the Call of Duty world then? Do you kind of like get used to, do people recognize you in matchmaking, and do people recognize you in real life as well? Because you know, even me, someone who is on the bottom rung of relevancy, even I've been recognized before. So what's it like?
Oh, goodness. Well, first of all, being told, like, so you're kind of famous in the scene, huh? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's step one. I'm like, you think so? Really? I don't know, man. Still hasn't quite sunken in for me, to be honest. But I do get recognized every now and then. When's the last time I got recognized? It's been a little bit. You know, we've been stuck inside, so it's
stuck
hard
inside,
to say.
Yeah, it's been a pandemic.
Yeah. So. But it's fun always, like, especially playing Call of Duty online. I keep game chat off, so I don't hear people chatting with me or anything. Okay. But I'll see people run up to me in game. They'll start teabagging like crazy. They'll start spraying hearts on the ground. I'm like, oh, I think they might know who I am. That's really cute. But I have also been recognized in person too. I got recognized at my college once, which was weird because I had maybe 10,000 subs at the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember this dude asked me for advice on his car. He's like, does this look crooked to you? I'm like, no, it looks pretty good. He's like, okay, cool. By the way, are you Noisy Butters? And I literally did, sorry? That was my first time being recognized, and it was shocking to me. And then I remember going back into my apartment, sitting down and thinking, whoa, so that's what it's like.
Yeah.
Wow. So it was eye-opening, to say the least. It was cool, though.
So you've obviously been around, as you mentioned, in the Call of Duty space for a long time, but you're actually now part of Atlanta FaZe. How did that come about?
Oh my gosh, funny story. So at the time that, oh gosh, when was this? 2018, was it? It's 2020, 2 years ago, maybe? Yes, 2018 or 2019, probably 2018.
Sometime in the past.
Sometime a year or two ago. It was summertime, and I had gotten an email. And it was an email from somebody who works at Atlanta FaZe now. And he said, hey, I run the Overwatch team in Atlanta. We're having the Atlanta homestand if you want to come check out some Overwatch gameplay. We know you're a COD creator in Atlanta. So, like, if you want to come out, feel free. So yeah. I said, oh, that sounds great. I've never played Overwatch a day in my life. I like to watch it. It's cool looking. Sure, I'll support FPS in Atlanta. Absolutely. So I went out, and it was the most surreal experience to go into this stadium and just hear a bunch of people chanting ATL, and it for gaming, specifically for gaming, and yeah, to be able to say, hey, Atlanta has an Overwatch team. Like, It's like saying Atlanta has a football team. Yeah. You know, it's a pretty easy concept for even non-gamers to understand. Like, hey, we have a team based on this game. And it was such a surreal experience and so fun and eye-opening. And I thought, man, it'd be cool if Call of Duty did something like this. And what do you know? I ended up going out to dinner with a couple people who now run Atlanta FaZe. And they said, hey, so we run the Overwatch side. We're going to be running the Call of Duty side. And I said, oh, are you now? Oh, really? And that's how I got talking. Oh, for sure. For sure. But it all started with an Overwatch event, surprisingly. That's when I got to meet everybody. And I got really good vibes. And to be able to represent Atlanta, I have such a strong passion for Atlanta and for Call of Duty. It was just meant to be. It was the perfect storm.
And then, I mean, you talk about the same journey, right? I think you and I have had a similar journey in the Call of Duty community, right? Up and coming from these, you know, grassroots fans and building our own small niche communities to now where we are today and how big you've become and how big, you know, Charlie Intel has become. You know, when we started with Modern Warfare 3 as the first game that we ever talked about or we ever got interested in. So for you, I know you said you went with Midnight and stuff, but what was the first game that you really started getting into and uploading from there?
In regards to uploading content on, I believe the first one was Modern Warfare 2. I think my very first upload is just a little marathon sniping streak on Modern Warfare 2. And I think soon after that, I did Modern Warfare 3. I didn't do too much on Modern Warfare 3 because I'm actually not the biggest fan of that one. It's a good game, just not personally my play style, I guess, which is odd because Modern Warfare 2 is my favorite. Don't quite get that one, but it is what it is. I did mostly Modern Warfare 2. Even when Black Ops 1 was out, I still mostly uploaded Modern Warfare 2 just because the game's just way too good.
With Call of Duty, obviously expanding over the years, and we're getting to Cold War now. You know, how have you felt about the progression to get here? And, you know, what do you make of Black Ops Cold War being the latest? And obviously be as honest as you like.
Of course, yeah. I actually didn't get to play as much of the alphas and the betas, if there were multiple of them for Cold War. I don't even know how many there were. My sister got married, so I spent a lot of time focusing on that instead of playing Cold War. But I did play a little bit. I played the alpha that was closer to the COD reveal when they did the full live stream. I had so much fun. That was such an enjoyable time. Sniping was a really good time. It was a little overpowered, I think. But the first thing that I thought of was that it felt very reminiscent of Black Ops 1, which is my second favorite Call of Duty in the series. So that made me so happy. And it's really good. I like Cold War a lot. Playing the beta, it was also really fun. I think I just didn't get a lot of sleep because I didn't perform as well as I wanted to, but that's okay. I'm saving it for the full game is what I'm doing. Yeah. See, I'm saving the skill for that.
On the sniper topic, I actually read an article and it was like, I can't remember who wrote it, someone like Vice or someone like that. And it said, snipers are ruining Call of Duty Cold War. And I thought, is it snipers?
Really?
Is that really ruining? I don't think I've heard anyone go, oh, the snipers are awful.
Man, if you're not a fan of the sniping, you know, either don't use them, or if you're not a fan of being killed by them, stay out of the crosshairs. I don't know what to tell you, man. Sniping ain't easy. The people who are good at sniping are the ones who've been sniping for years. If they can make a bad sniper good and they can do really well with it, that's saying a lot about their skill level. So are snipers ruining Black Ops Cold War? I don't think so, but I'm a little biased. I like sniping a lot, and I like using underpowered snipers too. So,
what is it about sniping that you like?
That's a good question. I just like being able to run around and just laser people with one bullet, especially. When I get hit markers, I get a little angry. I mean, don't we all?
Yeah, but of course.
I get a little extra angry. I don't show
every sniper shot should be a full kill in my eyes.
Exactly. Even if I shoot him in the toe.
No,
if they shoot me in the head, they get a hit marker. If I shoot them in the toe, I get the kill, because that's where all your vital organs are, in the toe.
Agreed.
All right? But yeah, sniping, I don't know what got me into sniping. I guess just watching Midnight for years and just seeing how sniping montages were a thing. I never made a montage, but I always enjoyed watching them. I was more into watching free-for-all gameplays of sniping. Yeah. I thought those were the coolest thing ever. If you can stomp in a lobby with a sniper rifle while they're all red gunning, I thought that was the coolest thing ever, especially in high school. So I aimed to do that for the most part. No pun intended. Aimed to do it. Get it? It's funny.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Anyways, that's my one joke of the podcast.
That's it. Gone. Used up.
It's done. All right.
But you talked about sniping too. I mean, one of the things that in the Call of Duty community people love to do is compare it, you know, to other games, like how, what it feels like for you. Like, what did it, the sniping like feel like compared to other Call of Duty games? Like, what other Black Ops game or another game that the Cold War sniping feel like to you?
That is a good question. I know originally going into Cold War, and I said this before I played any sort of build of Black Ops Cold War, I wanted the sniping to be reminiscent of Black Ops 1 especially, because the L96, that is top three sniper rifle for me, for sure. And I liked how difficult it was. The more difficult the sniper, the less snipers you actually get running around with a sniper, you know? And I thought that was cool. I thought it made you super unique. And if you could use a quote-unquote bad sniper, then you're really good. Then you are really good. Then I played the Black Ops Cold War build, and it's not like the L96, which is fine. But now I had that idea stuck in my mind, and now I keep on thinking, so what do I compare it to now? I don't know. It's kind of reminds me a little bit of Black Ops 4, but maybe it's hard to say because it is a beta as well. So I imagine it's going to change once the full game's released. But as of right now, I'd say the most reminiscent one would be probably Black Ops 4 with like a sprinkle of Black Ops 1.
Do you like the quick scoping time, like how fast it is? You know, people talk about Treyarch and they talk about how their sniping works and how it's different than Infinity Ward. But like, does the quick scoping time for you, like, do you think the time in the game is balanced, or do you think, like, you know, the opinion of, as you were saying, like, you know, I think the PC Gamer article also said, you know, sniping is ruining everything. But like, do you think the timing is the problem, or do you think that it's just people just not wanting to take their time to actually learn to snipe?
I'm not sure. I've always been a fan of slow scopes, as I've referred to them over the years. Because back on Modern Warfare 2, I didn't snipe with sleight of hand. I thought it was too fast. I thought it was too easy. Whatever. All right, high school Hannah. I thought I was super rebellious. I'm like, I'm going to snipe with Marathon. So I did. And I got used to a slower scope, and that's just my preference in sniping anyways. So I don't think the ADS is fast or slow in Black Ops Cold War. I think it's just right. It's hard to say what would need to be fixed in order to make it more balanced, because I think it's decently balanced as is. But I don't have a full grasp on it until the full game is released. So hard to say, honestly. But as a fan of Marathon sniping, I always like, I'd much rather my sniper rifle get less hit markers but be slower. That's my preference. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. We've all seen Warzone absolutely blow up. How's that affected you in terms of your popularity? Have you found like your streams and your videos are getting more views because of Warzone?
It's a good question. I tend to focus a little bit more on multiplayer, but I have found a newfound love of streaming Warzone solos, especially just because I just think it's fun. You have some downtime to talk with the chat. You can, you know, while you're looting something, you can look over and say, hey guys, how's it going? You know, you got a little bit of downtime, and anything can happen in Warzone.
I've never been good for you sniping though, because it's like such long distances.
Oh, it's so fun. If you pull off a snipe in Warzone, it's one of the most satisfying feelings, because you have to lead your shot. Yeah. Ooh, baby. When you get somebody 200 meters plus, it's, oh my gosh, it's one of the best feelings ever, especially when you're streaming it, because everybody else sees it too, and they're like, oh damn, you just see the chat rolling. I'm like, yeah, I did that, no big deal. Warzone especially, it's my first battle royale that I've actually wanted to play and wanted to grind. And I love it, and it's also the first game in years that I decided to start playing with other people. Fun fact, I have been a solo player for years. Before Warzone, I don't even remember the last time I played with anybody, just because I like playing by myself. I have no idea. I guess I just had it stuck in my mind.
Just because you don't want them
but...
to take your kills in the lobby.
No, not even that. I don't mind that. I am a support player. When I play with my bros, I'm the one who's making all the call outs. When they're trying to get like a nice game, I'm like, yo, he's over there. I get him one shot for him. You know, I'm a team player, surprisingly. But I just liked playing solos for the longest time. Like Free For All, especially, is my favorite game mode of all time. I don't know. It just kind of fit my play style. And also talking to people and organizing when we all play. I don't know. I just kind of stressful, I guess. I don't know, man. I have no idea.
No, it's fair. So when we're coming to Black Ops Cold War, what would you like to see hopefully change from the beta? I know you didn't play too much of it, but is there anything particular that you want to see in the new game? In the final game?
So there's one thing that stands out in my mind, though I know that a lot of people are split on it. So drop shotting. I know that drop shotting is not very popular in Treyarch CODs, and I understand that. And I know that they've developed the games to kind of ease people away from drop shotting. But for me, and I'm not much of a drop shotter either, but when you aim in on Black Ops Cold War and you lay down, it makes you aim out, and then the aim back in time takes so long for some reason. I will be holding the trigger, and for some reason it takes about a second or two for me to lay down and then finally ADS again. And I get it, it's for combating drop shotting. I think that could be tuned up a bit. And also, I'm the kind of player that likes to lay down behind cover and then crouch and kind of get eyes on and lay down and crouch and then, you know, shoot. Yeah. But if you try to ADS while you're laying down and you try to crouch, your character has to come out of ADSing. I don't know why. I think that could use some tuning up. I understand why they're doing it. Yeah. And I mean, I will not be the first person to say that getting drop shotted can be a pain in the butt. Yeah. But I do think that the way that they tackled it in the beta is a bit severe. And it could use a little bit of fine tuning. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, hopefully your feedback is taken on board.
We'll see.
So we don't want to take up too much of your time, so we're going to round this out with a few quick questions.
Sure.
And feel free to give like a little explanation, but I think we've answered it already, but let's go anyway. Favorite Call of Duty?
Modern Warfare 2.
And why?
It's the first COD that I started out on. Sniping was incredible. It was unbalanced, but that's what made it fun. And it was a beautiful game. Still is a beautiful game. I think it holds up fantastic. Love the campaign as well. First campaign, beat it on veteran multiple times as well. Soap is the best character in all of Call of Duty. I'm really biased though. It's just Modern Warfare 2 is just a masterpiece.
Yeah. Favorite map?
Skid Row. Skid Row from Modern Warfare 2. And I don't know why. And it's always an odd one when people are like, Skid Row, really? I wish I could tell you why. I think it's great for all game modes. Free for all, search, domination, TDM. I think it's just super balanced and really fun, especially for sniping.
Favorite perk?
Marathon. Definitely Marathon. I like to run around.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yep.
Favorite gun? You might have answered this already, though.
Ooh, okay. So I'm a sniper. Can I do top three? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Go for
it. I'm going to do top three. Okay, so my number one is the AX-50 from Modern Warfare. Sounds incredible, looks incredible, is so powerful, and just a piece of art, really. Second favorite, Intervention from Modern Warfare 2. I got to throw it in there. It's a classic sniper rifle. I used it so much. And the third would be the L96 from Black Ops 1. Also very good, very strong. And when camos are on it, it looks so good.
And finally, favorite streamer?
Any of my friends, really.
You can do a top three.
Any of my friends. Oh, gosh. Okay. Who streams I tune in the most for? Okay. E. coli Espresso. Yep. He's my bro. Who's Immortal? He's my bro. New Kinda Lazy. He's my bro.
Fair enough.
Good. All my friends.
And final question I wanted to ask, actually. There was a clip of you went viral recently when you reacted to Nick Merckx, who was reacting to you. Obviously, pretty wholesome moment. Did you get a lot of like positive feedback on the back of that?
I think one of the sweetest things was when that was posted on Twitter. The comments, all the replies were all just like, this made me smile. It's like, I can't stop smiling. This is so sweet. This is some wholesome content. I'm pretty sure that was the exact tweet. This is some wholesome content. And just everybody's reaction to me genuinely reacting to Nick Merckx commenting my sniping. Hello. I was pumped. And just seeing everybody's reaction just made me smile. That's kind of what it's all about. If I'm online making content, I just want to, you know, bring a little bit of positivity and happiness into your day, even if only for a little bit. So it made me happy. Made me really happy.
No,
and I was
awesome.
A little fangirl, so I won't even deny
it. Well, look, happens to the best of us.
It does.
So just to finish this off, I don't know if you want to give a shout out. Do you want to tell people where they can find you on socials, etc.?
Sure. So you can find me pretty much everywhere at Noisy Butters. Noisy Butters on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, pretty much everywhere. Yeah. So if you need to find me, there you go. That's me.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for being on, and we'll see you again soon.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. That was Noisy Butters, of course, one of our favorite female content creators out there. Keshav, it was a pretty good interview. She talked a lot about, you know, coming up through Call of Duty. You guys have had a similar path and stuff. But, you know, one of the key things that we talked about was obviously Cold War. And we said there's going to be a lot, some news hopefully coming out. So have you got anything for us in the Cold War realm?
Yeah, I think the first big thing that came out was the leak behind the achievements and trophies for the game. Users were able to find it, I believe, through some sort of Battle.net. Backend, and so they got 44 new achievements for this game. So for those of you who love achievement hunting and trophy hunting, especially with, you know, the new consoles coming out, there's 44 achievements for you to go through. It shows you, you know, you have to complete all the campaign missions at least once on different difficulties. Yeah. And there's multiple different trophies for the zombies mode as well, which I think some of them are kind of spoilery. So, you know, if you want to read them, we have them on the website, but read at your own risk if you don't want to get anything spoiled. I think the biggest highlight out of there was, in years past, we've had these trophies sort of give us a hint as to, you know, how the progression system will be in the game when it says, you know, reach a certain level or prestige once. There was no indication of that. None of the achievements have anything to do with progression, which is quite interesting. You know, I think it lends more support to some of the rumors we've heard about them having a last minute switch on how they want to do the system this year. So, you know, we're about 2 weeks out from launch, so they have to reveal the progression system at some point, but we've got no hints right now, through at least through these achievement leaks.
Well, do we know if all it's going to connect like it does with Warzone and One Warfare at the moment? So could it be that it's just the same 150 level system that we have at the moment, and you get every season, you get restarted at 55?
I don't know if it's going to be the same, because in the one blog post Activision had, I think when the multiplayer was revealed in September, it said that Black Ops Cold War is going to have a brand new progression track that will connect to Warzone at some point. They didn't say when it will connect to Warzone. So I guess that's something for us to keep an eye on too. It's like, is it going to be on November 13th, we'll have Warzone, Black Ops Cold War all integrated, or will we wait until, you know, a couple of weeks to launch, you know, let multiplayer have the spotlight for a few weeks and then let Warzone come back in. So yeah, we're, you know, it's definitely going to be connected, but what the system will be, how it'll connect, is up in the air right now in terms of what we know.
Yeah. And obviously, I mean, as you said, it basically looks like no prestige, and it's not being confirmed, but we've not expected prestige, and we've talked a bit about on the show before that it's unlikely that we're going to see prestige in this game, especially as they just hadn't talked about it and they know it's something that's in demand. So if they were going to bring it back, I feel like they would have come out and said, we've got prestige back. Look at us, we're Treyarch, we're amazing. But that hasn't been the case. And the fact that they've not talked about it, not like almost like bragged about it, leads me to believe, and obviously yourself, that there's not going to be prestige in, which I know is going to upset a lot of fans, because I know, as we've talked about before, it's a kind of a big deal for a lot of people. Not me personally. I don't mind. I don't want to level up 1,000 levels. But for other people, they really do. They really do.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I was all into prestiging back in the old games, like Modern Warfare 2 and all that stuff. But now with how much, you know, work days go by and how much work there is to do in a day, I don't have time to get those levels.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of, you know, these
ranks. Well, you know what, Keshav, you know, that we're basically the demographic, the predominant demographic for, you know, Call of Duty. That's it. We're people who work full-time during the day and we play a couple of games on nighttime, and we might spend some money on COD points and we buy each release, you know, and, you know, we play it when we can. That is basically what the majority of the Call of Duty fan base is. So it doesn't surprise me that they're catering for people like us rather than catering for the hardcore fan who are like, I need 1,000 levels.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I'd add there on the progression system is them also being quiet. You know, is it maybe because they switched paths at the last second for their system decisions, right? I mean, I know there's a lot of rumors of them doing the same as Modern Warfare, but them, you know, they went completely silent about that system. Yeah. So maybe they've spent the last 2 months trying to figure out how to put a prestige system back in this game because of all the tweets. But again, I mean, you know, I'm not too hopeful because I don't know how they'll connect the prestige system to Warzone unless they have some, you know, radical idea they figured out how to connect those two. If they have, I mean, you know, great, you know, kudos to that team to doing that. But it just seems weird to have prestige and Warzone and all this stuff. But plus how they're doing the seasons again, right? It'll be season one, season two, season three. So a lot of, you know, uncertainties around the progression system that I hope they clarify really soon.
Well, I mean, look, we still don't really know at the time of recording anyway. No doubt in the time we talk about this and tomorrow, there'll be something come out. But like when we were talking last week about Halloween. But we still don't know how it's going to change in Warzone. We still don't know how, you know, there's obviously some rumors and some stuff we've both heard sort of behind the curtain that we can't really say. But there's nothing publicly, there's nothing really out there that kind of states what's going to happen. And that's it's surprising. I mean, by now, normally everything's leaked. So they're actually obviously doing a great job of keeping people, like, making sure people aren't leaking stuff out. Because that information is obviously out there, but it's just not getting out there in the public. So, yeah, really interested to see, you know, how Warzone and Black Ops Cold War kind of connect together. Mm-hmm. So on the achievements and trophies front, is there any sort of achievements or trophies that you spotted that were kind of weird or a bit wacky?
I think, you know, the zombies achievements are quite interesting, right? I mean, it confirms the return of some of the classic mechanics like pack-a-punch machines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think Treyarch referenced it originally in the reveal, but there are achievements for it. I think the one thing that's a little unnerving was the fact that, you know, in Black Ops 4, when that game launched, there was 4 zombies maps on day one. Based upon these achievements, it looks like there's just one this year. And they'll release more post-launch. So that's, I guess, a big difference. In years past, there's always been, you know, couple in the game at launch and then one with the season pass, but there's no season pass this year, just like Modern Warfare. And so free post-launch zombies map, I guess that makes up for it, right? The post-launch zombies maps will be free for everyone. So you need, even if they don't have 4 maps on day one, everyone will be able to pick up the post-launch maps at the same time. So yeah.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Some of the other news you had was a PlayStation exclusive zombies mode. Do you know much about it?
Yeah, so I mean, this was, I think, kind of expected, right? Last year, PlayStation got Spec Ops Survival Mode exclusively for a whole year. And, you know, as we saw this year, they've said, you know, DLC will release at the same time across platforms, cross-play, cross-progression, but they are heavily partnered with PlayStation. And so last week, it was confirmed that PlayStation is once again getting an exclusive mode. They're calling it Zombies Onslaught, which is interesting. I mean, it's basically Special Ops Survival, but now zombies themed. It's played on multiplayer maps. Based upon the trailer that we saw, it looks like it's going to be played on Miami, Crossroads, and Satellite as the launch maps. It's a two-player cooperative mode, and you fight off waves of zombies. And the one goal is to survive, basically.
A bit like a tower defense sort of thing. Where
There's a 30-second trailer last week that showed, like, you have to follow around this orb around the whole map, and that's, like, the zone you're safe in. If you leave that zone, the zombies can attack you, whatever. I'll just add, you know, one of the things that they did mention in the actual trailer was that there will be exclusive rewards for playing this mode, and those rewards are only for PlayStation players as well, just because the mode's PlayStation only. And similar to last year, and this kind of sucks, but similar to last year, the mode is only on PlayStation for a whole year. It'll only come on other platforms November 1st, 2021. A whole year out, which is insane. You know, last year, I'll say the Special Ops Survival Mode was not really enjoyed, or people didn't play talk about it at all. I don't know how this year's mode will be received. I think Zombies has more sort of flavor to it. People like Zombies more than that survival. So people do play it this year.
People like that style as well.
Yeah.
You've seen it in a lot of other games. You know, the kind of like... Yeah, the horde modes where it's just constantly coming at you. Gears of War had a great one. But yeah, it's weird that they're going to do... Well, it's not weird, but it's like normally the exclusives are like, you know, we'll give you a month first. But a year is quite a long time.
Yeah, and you know, this is all they've announced so far, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's more PlayStation exclusive content like we saw in Modern Warfare. Like PlayStation has weapon blueprints and cosmetics. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the same thing. I know PlayStation's all in on third-party partnerships, and so... Call of Duty is their number one selling game for them too. So expect more. I know it's unfortunate, but you know, business and money talks, and PlayStation's paying a lot for this.
I bet they're paying a lot because of the success of Warzone as well. Mm-hmm. They're paying more than they've ever been paying. And there's finally a little bit of Totino's news for those looking for XP codes.
Yeah, so if you go to, this is US only based upon the announcement yesterday. I don't know if it'll expand in regions, but the announcement said that in US, if you go to Kroger or Walmart, you can find specially marked packages of Black Ops Cold War Totinos, and you can get double XP emblems as well as calling cards. You can check our site for all the details on how to redeem it. I'll just add there's also the chance to earn Mega XP at Walmart. So if you get Totino's at Walmart. Some of the codes have mega XP, so it's not just for a specific hour. It's a boost for a longer period of time than the usual codes that you might get. So, you know, if you're into eating pizza rolls and you're loving Totino's, make sure you buy the Black Ops Cold War packages instead of the regular packages, because you get some bonus content in game.
Yeah, nice. Okay, let's head on to Warzone news, unless there's anything else you want to talk about with Black Ops Cold War. There's not really been a huge amount of news over the last week.
Yeah, no, nothing major. I'd say the last thing, just check, you know, Charlie Intel for the launch trailer as well from this week on Monday. It had a couple of new campaign clips that were looking quite exciting. So, yep, that's all for this week for Black Ops.
And what was the, I didn't really get a chance to look at it probably, but it was a face reveal of someone? Was that a character in the game?
Yeah, so the Pawn Takes Pawn website, that's, you know, Wednesday, October 28th, there's going to be the next step in that Easter egg in the afternoon.
Okay.
And they had a video that revealed the person behind that sort of cryptic videos you've seen all year. I think his name was Bowman. They said his name was Bowman. His father was some secret operative or something. So, you know, that's the first time we're seeing his face. A lot of people thought it was the black market, like blackjack dealer from Black Ops 4, but apparently it's not. It's someone new. So the next step starts on Wednesday. So we'll have to see where this next step takes us or where it goes and what they want to reveal now. I mean, I received a package too with a couple of slides that we posted tweets on. From Activision again. So, you know, another Easter egg hunt. I know some people might be tired of that Pawn Takes Pawn site, but hey, this is what Activision wants to do. They've planned this out for quite a while. And at the end of the day, you know, it's just building hype to November 13th. So
I'd be really interested to see how many views that gets.
Yeah.
What? So I also saw something with cosplay as well.
So Treyarch dropped for Halloween a cosplay guide. On their Twitter, I believe. And it's a link that has like a PDF of how, if you want to be the new characters, I believe it's Samantha and then Grigori. The one piece of news that came out was like they had pictures of these characters and they also had a background like paragraph about them, which I think some of the details were old because they'd already talked about it before. But, you know, a lot of people got to see for the first time what these characters actually look like, which is huge. And, you know, you don't get to play as these characters, right? You get to play as the operators and MP people, but these are the sort of the story cast members.
People around,
The intro cinematic trailer had these two, Samantha and Grigori, talking about what happened at the facility. So if you're interested in cosplaying for Halloween, just go to the Treyarch Twitter, download that guide, and you can find steps how to transform yourself into those two characters.
Yep. Okay, let's move on to Warzone news. So we've had the Halloween update, which wasn't really an update. It was more of like a... It's like a playlist update, but then loads of stuff got added to the game, so I'm guessing it must have been in the files already. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk first off the jump scares from those boxes. I have nearly had 3 or 4 heart attacks. I've seen a lot of streamers question their life decisions when they've been opening these boxes. Now, for people that don't know, who for some reason haven't played, when you're especially in Warzone, when you go around and you're collecting loot, if you open a box, sometimes like this big jump scare comes up. Now, I thought it was just going to be in the zombies mode or like in the special trick or treat mode. I think that's what it's called, trick-or-treat. Yeah, zombie mode, zombie royale. No, it's in the main one as well. So completely took by surprise. Like everyone's been saying on social media, like there's a lot of clips of it. So it's kind of smart by Activision and Infinity Ward because they're like, you know, people are posting more clips. People are showing like what's happening. It has added like a new element to it, but it's genuinely been terrifying. I don't know if you've had if you've come across these boxes yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as soon as the update went live, I saw Tim the Tatman's clip where he said, you know, why the heck did they add jump scares to Call of Duty? I thought it's just like, I thought it was just in that Zombies Royale mode.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have my headphones on too, and to have that noise just start blasting in your ears out of the middle of nowhere is terrifying.
Yeah.
I did not expect that. I did not see it coming because there's like, it's not like a set time sometimes too. Some people showed a clip in the Gulag too. It just flashes on their screen.
Yeah. Already. So, you know, Jesus. Yeah, also, if you don't open enough boxes, you're going to get jumped anywhere.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I, you know, Infinity Ward went all in, right? They got the Saw characters, the Texas Chainsaw characters, and then jump scares everywhere. I mean, it was, you know, I think the Warzone tournament was going on too. And I saw some people get jump scared in that as well last week. Infinity Ward must be enjoying us getting scared like this in all the games.
They don't care. I mean, surely it feels illegal. You know, like I shouldn't be scared that much. I'm already terrified of the other players that I'm playing against. Don't give me this as well. Don't let like the only source of enjoyment I had opening the boxes. Don't ruin that for me.
Yeah, those boxers are, you know, I opened a couple of them and I stopped. I was like, I'm good. I don't need any more. You know, don't let me just run and hide. I'll just hide in the corner. It's okay. Like, I'm the camper now. Like, I'll go camp.
I just camp with a pistol now. It's fine.
Yeah.
but did you play the zombie trio mode as well?
Yes, the zombies royale.
So yeah. I found it like, I wasn't a huge fan of it, if I'm being totally honest. So I like the actual beginning, obviously smaller circle, and when you spawn, everything's normal. Mm-hmm. But then when you die, you come back as a zombie, and the zombies seem to be incredibly underpowered. But for everyone else, it felt like it was impossible to kill them. That obviously just means I'm a terrible player, but that's fine. But either way, that wasn't my problem with it. Is that once it got to the very end, so when you get back to injections from the floor, when you kill two people, you respawn. But the problem is that you respawn with all your weapons. So you're in the middle of a fight, there's a zombie kicking about somewhere, he then kills someone, then suddenly there's a guy landing next to you with a gun, and it, like, at the end it just got completely insane. Like, I had to stop playing it. I just thought it was crap. But what I did like is I actually quite liked the nighttime mode for Warzone. It kind of added something to it. It was like, it was definitely different to the daytime. You know, it felt a bit more intense. Like, you know, when you're getting shot at and you can see traces coming past, and like it was pretty exciting. And I actually kind of like the dark mode. I'd be keen for them to keep it. I imagine they won't, but I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the nighttime map, I think they did a really great job with. That's the dynamic weather or dynamic lighting is something I've wanted to see in Warzone for a while, right? I think Blackout had those different maps based upon the seasons, like summer map, spring map, fall map. So, you know, I mean, you know, the nighttime map worked really well. So I wonder whether they'll be willing to experiment with more sort of changes in terms of not just lighting, but weather, like, you know, rain map, or there's no sun out or something like that. But yeah, the nighttime was great. And I think the zombies mode was just a lot of fun just because it was different, right? Like, you didn't have to take it seriously. It was just fun to play something new in Warzone. I saw a lot of positive feedback about that mode overall, right? I mean, being a zombie is a lot of fun in that mode.
That's true.
I think some people who remember Advanced Warfare's exo-zombies, those zombies, how they move was similar to that.
Yeah.
It has that, you know, you can jump in the air as high as you want and all that stuff, fly, basically float around the map if you wanted to. But yeah, I mean, I agree they are kind of underpowered, right? It does take a couple of hits to actually kill somebody, but at the end of the day it was just like, it's just fun, right? I mean, after those intense matches you played in nighttime, whatever, come out of this and just have fun and have those scares. It was a nice change of pace, I'd say, for Warzone.
So I think we're like 30 days or less than 30 days now, according to the game, out of the next season. So have you heard anything about next season, what that could involve, anything like that?
I mean, last I heard is like they don't know there'll be a season 7, because, I mean, obviously Warzone, Black Ops Cold War drops. I don't know, you know, what they're planning with long-term of Modern Warfare support itself. I know Warzone obviously will be supported for the long run, but actual Modern Warfare, if you're playing multiplayer Modern Warfare, what their plans are. I would not expect any more battle passes for Modern Warfare itself. I'd see them unlinking, you know, Warzone from Modern Warfare, linking that to Black Ops Cold War, and then Modern Warfare just being a multiplayer experience that people have known and come to love, I guess, you know, either you love it or hate it at this point, right? And will they add more content? I don't know at this point, right? I mean, Infinity Ward obviously is, you know, probably well deep into starting planning their next game too at this point. When that game releases, I guess it's still not public, or no one knows, right, what next year's development studio is at this point. So a lot of questions about what Modern Warfare will do next year. You know, will they continue to give it support, like how Treyarch has supported Black Ops 4 in the past? Because, you know, Modern Warfare is one of the best-selling Call of Duty games of all time, right? At this point, it has, I think, 30 million plus copies as of early August. So, you know, I don't see them completely just like ignoring it and dropping it fully.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if there'll be like a fully fledged new season with a new story, new multiplayer maps, roadmap and stuff like that for it. I'd say season 7 would most likely be, you know, Black Ops Cold War season 1. If you're playing Warzone, they're going to probably cut it off at 6 and then call the next Warzone season 1, but season Black Ops Cold War Warzone season 1.
I know it's almost a bit sad, because it's like, you know, I do enjoy getting on and playing a bit of multiplayer just to before I get into Warzone like that. Mm-hmm. And that's not really going to be the same anymore. I guess it's still going to be the same mechanics, so I could do that. I'm not, but it's like, you know, it's not ranking you up. I don't know how the camos and stuff are going to work over. It's an interesting app, but it's a good problem for Activision to have, but I imagine there's been a lot of discussion behind the scenes about how this works, you know, what way it goes in, you know, how Warzone, you know, basically changes over time, and you know, will it just basically be how it is now and just keep getting developed? I kind of hope so. I kind of, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, anything else on that before we move over to some competitive news?
I think that's it this week. This was Warzone, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you have, by the way, people listening, if you have any topics that you'd like us to discuss, please send us a message and we'd be more than happy to get those discussed on the show. Even if it's questions about why I'm involved in this podcast, which I'm sure there's been plenty of. okay. Finally on Warzone news, which is kind of esports, but it's still Warzone. So Huskers, who is a well-known popular streamer, he has become the first player to win over $100,000 on Warzone in prize money. So that's huge. I think there's been like 2.2 million given out on Warzone since launch with these like tournaments that people have played. And yeah, he's won $100,000 from that. So that's a pretty impressive performance. The next person behind him is at $60,000. So he's absolutely killing it. You know, he's someone that's kind of like really exploded in popularity, especially on Twitch, coming into Warzone. So, you know, he's basically one of the top dogs. He's one of the main people. And it's great to see Warzone's kind of competitive esports scene really thriving. You know, people think esports has to be like a competitive league where you franchise to get into it. No, it's like esports is like anything that's competitive, anything that's like a, you know, a competition where you can basically come out of it with money. I think that's perfectly fine to call Warzone esports. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, congrats to him, and you know, hoping to see way more Warzone tournaments, because you know there's been a lot of action. In fact, I can read you the top 10 list. So Huskers at first, 102,000. Aiden in second with 63,000. Wars, who's a British guy, in third with 63,000. Symphony with 62,000, and then Vicstar at number five with 60,000. So it's really pretty tight at the, like, aside from Huskers, it's pretty tight at the top. But yeah, it'd be interesting. I'm really interested to see how Warzone Esports continues to develop, because at the moment it's kind of like the go-to for influencers to play a competition. They want to play on Warzone.
Yeah, I mean, I just add there, you know, being grateful for Activision to, you know, let these tournaments happen. Right, in the past, yeah, it's always been a push and pull with them to let things happen, with Blackout especially. Them being so open and willing to let these tournaments go through is why I think Warzone has had more success than, you know, expected, with, yeah, it being on Twitch and all the time, stream number one game on Twitch all the time. So yeah, you know, great to see, you know, all these players having good success in those games. And you know, a lot of those players you just listed off came from Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
They found a new game, they found their calling back in Call of Duty. So great to see, yeah, they're finding success in Call of Duty.
Yeah, I mean, if you look down through the list, you've got other Fortnite players, you've got Nick Merckx. I'm not sure any of those are actually. I couldn't tell you. Interesting, actually, on the top 25 list is Priesta, who's obviously a COD pro. You've also got people like Rated and Tommy, they're COD pros. They're also in that list. So, you know, they're professional, like, multiplayer pros. So, interesting to see they've got in there as well. Okay. Right, let's move on to the final segment, which is esports news, proper esports news. So, Deserto has had sources close to the situation advise that basically the Optic Gaming slot in the CDL, in the Call of Duty League, which is a franchise league, that has been sold to Nadeshot and 100 Thieves, and the team will be called LA Thieves. This now opens up the possibility for the Optic Gaming brand to take, which is now back in the hands of Hex or Hector Rodriguez. That now opens the opportunity for that to be, to have Chicago Huntsman replaced, and it comes Chicago Optic or Optic Chicago. So pretty massive news, dropped it the other day. You know, the whole, basically the internet went wild. People kind of like celebrating Nadeshot come back. You know, he's not said anything yet, which is no surprise if everything's not sort of like, you know, he'll probably want to announce it in a certain way. He's probably annoyed that we've announced it and broke it, but, you know, it was just, that's just kind of the way the news works, I guess. I can't really apologize for that. And yeah, I mean, it's really exciting to see 100 Thieves in the CDL. I wanted them in from the start. As I've said before, we need the CDL. The CDL needs Nadeshot in it in order to counterbalance the popularity of Huntsman and potentially Optic. You know, we need a big name like Nadeshot in there. He's got so much influence. His content creators are huge. You know, it just brings a lot more eyeballs to the CDL. And yeah, just really excited to see them involved. And hoping the announcement gets made soon so people can, you know, officially celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think one thing was I saw that tweet went viral too, and people were extremely excited to see 100 Thieves come back to Call of Duty. I just like to point out, you know, last year, you know, Nadeshot still made that video that said he doesn't think it's a worthwhile investment. So, you know, something must have changed in the last couple of months. You know, I mean, I guess getting a Los Angeles spot is massive for him because his whole brand is built around LA, the compound there and stuff like that. So I think that's massive. And I'm excited to see 100 Thieves back. You know, we have 100 Thieves, we have FaZe, we'll have, you know, Optic Gaming back to its rightful, you know, sort of brand ownership that people wanted it to be part of. You know, I, as you said, hopefully the announcement comes soon, right? And we got, you know, 2 weeks till the game starts, the new game launches, and then probably January, the new season kicks off. So just patiently waiting for them to announce that. I think that would be incredibly popular on social. And if Hex is given permission to make it Chicago Optic or Optic Chicago, whatever the rumors were, that'll be, you know, massive for Call of Duty, right? Optic Gaming, 100 Thieves, the FaZe Clan, all those rivalries are back. And I guess you said there'll be a nice balance between, you know, the brands of Optic, FaZe, 100 Thieves. You know, it just won't be Huntsman dominated anymore. It'll be, you know, fans of different people now coming together too. So it's incredibly exciting. The future of Call of Duty esports continues to be, I think, one of the most exciting things about Call of Duty besides Warzone 2 is
where esports can go. Yeah, I think when it comes to multiplayer, like, that is the most exciting part is the CDL. You know, not just even just from like a team perspective where you've got all the different brands. I think there's a lot of cool brands in it as well, like great personalities involved. We can piggyback off the back of Warzone and how successful it's been. And, you know, it can be even bigger. Like we saw, I mean, how many times do you still see skins of teams in game? Like when you're playing in Warzone, and I'm not playing in like high skilled lobbies by any means. And, you know, because I'm trash, as I've mentioned, you know, skill-based matchmakers for me. And yeah, there's like, you know, there's a lot of, I still see skins everywhere of players. So, like of teams. So it's really exciting to see. And hopefully we'll see in Black Ops Cold War as well. We'll see stuff like better weapon customization, not just those terrible camos that they had. You know, we'll actually have proper weapon skins and, you know, places they can watch the matches. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to 2021 season. And this news with 100 Thieves just kind of like has topped it all off. But yeah, I don't think there's really any other esports news. But look, quick shout out to Noisy Butters for taking the time out to do this interview with us. You know, she's a great content creator. Please go follow her on all our platforms. And we'll hopefully be doing some more work with her in the future. Kesha, I appreciate your time as always. This has been episode 7 of the Charlie Intel podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you can also listen to it. Just head over to anchor.fm/Charlie Intel. You can also find the episodes on the Charlie Intel and DeSerto websites. That's all for now. Thanks very much. Peace.